This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Not only does football start tonight, but so too does New York Fashion Week. And while there will be glamour and glitz and parties for celebrities and hangers-on alike, it's really about money, right? About profit. And this year, thanks to a big Hollywood talent agency, things are going to be done a little bit differently at New York Fashion Week. Vanessa Friedman is the fashion director for the New York Times. She has been watching and writing about this year's versions of the runway shows. It's good to have you on.
Thanks very much. It's nice to be here.
There was a great line in this piece that you wrote in the paper today. It's Fashion Week now is not so much business, so much commerce. It's really content. That's the way it's being framed.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think brands have realized that what essentially was a trade show has become, because of social media, because of Hollywood interest, because of consumer, you know, voracious appetite, has turned into content for the entire year.
And it is thus no accident that it is owned now by WME-IMG, which is to say Ari Emanuel, the Hollywood super agent's firm.
Right. Well, I think one of the real carrots for him in buying IMG was the fact that it had quite a developed fashion events business. You know, IMG owned 13 different fashion weeks around the world, as well as numerous award shows. And while most of the other competitive bidders for the company back in 2013 were focused on IMG's sports side, he really saw the potential in the fashion and the fact that it could be, you know, packaged with all the things that WME does so well and turned into this incredible entertainment package.
And now, what are we going to see this year that is different? If content is king, to coin a phrase, what's it going to be like out there in Manhattan?
Oh, there are going to be a lot more cameras, for one thing.
Of course.
WME-IMG is actually making a documentary about Fashion Week, and they're going to be following seven different fashion figures around. One of the very interesting initiatives that they have begun is that they have disaggregated the headquarters, which was the kind of centralized meeting place for press or buyers and shows, and moved it out of the actual collection venues to 14th Street, to its own space. Passerby, the public, consumers are going to be able to go into that space for a couple hours every day, talk to sponsors, see live stream of fashion shows, you know, really become a part of Fashion Week in a way they've never been a part of Fashion Week before.
Is it no longer going to be then, I forget what it was last time I checked, Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week, right, or whatever it is?
It is not Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week. Mercedes-Benz is no longer a sponsor of the event. It is now simply New York Fashion Week, the shows, because there are actually a number of designers who show not with the quote-unquote official side of Fashion Week, but on their own.
Well, and why wouldn't you do that, right? Why pay what I'm sure is some kind of entry fee to WME-IMG? Why not just rent a space on your own and throw some models up on a runway?
You know, actually, it's more economically efficient to show in the official venues.
Oh, interesting.
You know, you rent the venue, you get the backstage, you get the security, you get the seating, you get the runway, you get a certain lighting package. However, designers tend to want to do their own thing.
Yeah. But do you expect then with these changes that designers will be selling more clothes and thus making more money?
Well, I think that's certainly the bait that's being dangled. Yeah. There's a sense among the fashion industry and among designers that there is enormous potential in Fashion Week, that it could be incredibly profitable for them if they can crack that nut. The sell of WME-IMG is that they understand how to do that.
Vanessa Friedman is fashion director at the New York Times. Her piece on Fashion Week in New York, which starts today, is in the paper. Vanessa, thanks very much.
Thank you.